Love. Courage. Truth. Glenn Beck.
Think before you tweet. I think this should be our new national slogan. Think before you tweet, because all of us need a refresher in this. In less than 140 characters, the President of the United States told us what he thought about the First Amendment yesterday. It was a response to NBC News. Now, NBC came out yesterday with a story that said that he was asking for more nuclear weapons. It was well-sourced. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was well-sourced, had many different sources in the story. I thought it was irresponsible of NBC to do it, but it was a story. So he tweeted yesterday, with all the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country. Okay. I don't even know where to begin. Let me break this down. What's bad for the country is any president of the United States advocating for any kind of obstruction of the free press. This is what a libel suit is all about. If they're lying, you sue them for it. What's bad for the country is a violation of the Constitution. What's bad for the country is not understanding the First Amendment at the most basic level. That goes for every single citizen and every elected official serving those citizens. I want you to understand, I get it. NBC is shameful. What NBC has done over the last 10 years, well, you know, forget about that. What NBC has done and showed who they were with Harvey Weinstein is enough. I'm not a fan of NBC. But that doesn't mean we want any president, this, the last president, or the next president, suggesting that we can shut them down because they say things that we don't like. If they say things that are not true, that is what the court system is for. Even if Trump wanted to challenge their license, he couldn't. That's the next thing. NBC doesn't have a broadcast license. We as conservatives should be against the license practice. We wouldn't want the government to have to license everybody so they can speak their mind. But NBC doesn't have one. The local affiliates do, not the national network. And it would be highly unusual for the FCC to revoke a local license based on a broadcaster's content. It doesn't work that way. So here's some free advice. First of all, those of you who are on the left, who are all self-righteous, where were you when past presidents wanted to shut down the voices on talk radio because all those voices are lying? Where were you when they said faux news? Fox News is nothing but fake news. They ought to do something. The government should do something. So don't get all high and mighty on me now. What we need to be are Americans that are consistent. Do your homework. Learn how the Federal Communications Commission actually works. But most importantly, all of us need to reread the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And the president needs to stop caring what NBC says about him. Mr. President, they're never going to be fair to you. I've been there. Many of us have been there long before they were mean to you. They're not going to like you, period. Get over it. Now focus on the things that actually matter. North Korea, Puerto Rico, California. And three, Mr. President, and everybody within the sound of my voice, including me, think before you tweet.
It's Thursday, October 12th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So, I tweeted yesterday in response to the president, said I don't support NBC, but this is wrong. Immediately, the tweets started rolling in. Oh, of course, never Trump. You're just afraid. You're just sorry that your guy lost. Could you please act as though you're not 6 years old? Could you actually act as though something of substance actually matters? I don't agree with NBC. But that doesn't make me doesn't put me in the position where I am for lies and fake news. First of all, the story that he was tweeting about does not appear to be fake. It has many people, including people in his own cabinet, as sources of that. It was a story he didn't like. Second of all, if it is fake, that's why we have a court system. Oh, you want NBC to yell, tell all lies. No, I don't. But you don't shut them down because the government says they're telling lies. You can decide they're lies, but I have news for you. Do you remember the last 8 years? Do you remember what those in the government were saying about the things that you believed were true? That they were lies? Do you remember how many years we have fought and how close we have come to losing our own voices because somebody in the government said we were lying, we were spreading all kinds of lies and hatred, and something needed to be done? And that's when you ran where? To the Constitution. And you were right to do so. But it only matters. Your actions only matter when A, somebody's not watching, or B, everybody is watching, and it hurts your side. The Constitution is only there. It's not there for the popular people. It's there for the unpopular people. You don't have to protect speech that everybody likes. Why do I have to protect? Hey, free movies today. Everybody go see a free movie. And boy, you look beautiful. Oh my gosh, that dress, that doesn't make you look fat. That makes you look beautiful. You don't have to defend that speech. Believe me, there isn't anybody shutting you up on that. You have to separate the Constitution and our God-given rights from a court system and from the free market system. Do we actually believe in anything? I'm wondering if people actually believe in God anymore, because they don't seem to give him any power. It's all going to come from the government. It's all going to come from man. It's all going to come from a party. It's not going to come from God. It's not going to come from enough of God's people turning around and going, geez, have we screwed this up? We're really sorry. Let's be peacemakers. No, that's crazy talk. That's too weak. That's surrendering. Oh, you're right. You're right. Do we even believe in what the gospel teaches us about forgiveness? Glenn, you can't talk to those people. You can't forgive them. They're never going to forgive you. Oh, you're right. You're right. I remember that up on the cross when Jesus was like, Father, don't forgive them because they won't forgive me. Do we believe in anything that we say we believe in? We hold these truths to be self-evident. They're not self-evident anymore. We can't even agree on the truth anymore. What is the truth? How many genders are there? You want to argue about that truth? We are currently programming AI. AI, garbage in, garbage out. AI, which some of the greatest minds of this century and the last century are all warning us, don't unleash this, because once you do, it could kill the human race. We're programming it. With what? With what truth? 2 + 2 = 6 if you can show me the math? We don't have any self-evident truths anymore. But here they are. All men, all women, all humans are created equal. And you know who's in charge of those people? A higher power. It doesn't come from Earth. You are born with certain rights, and those rights include life, the chance to live free without being thrown into jail, without any kind of questions, without any kind of answers, without a trial. Nobody can just take away your liberty. Nobody can just take away your life. And nobody can take your property. We violate all of those now. There's a reason why the First Amendment is the first, because it's the most important. I have a right to believe what I believe, and no man can take that away from me. No man can force me to believe something I don't want to believe. No man can force me to say God doesn't exist or God does exist. And because that's so difficult for humans to think about, wait a minute, you belong to a different religion. Forget about God exists and God doesn't exist. You belong to a different religion. Yes, you agree that Jesus is the savior of the earth, but the rest of it, oh my gosh, we should kill you. Because man has shown himself as intolerant on basic things like that, it's the first. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Wait, what? I thought the government was here to build roads and schools and to make sure that everybody had a fair shake. No. Governments are instituted among men to secure these rights. Period. Our government hasn't secured these rights in a very long time. You know why? Because each side only argues for their side. How many deep committed Christians would die for the right of the worst atheist to be able to have his view? That's not my fight. Yes, it is. How many atheists would die for the right for me to have my view? This is much bigger than politics. This is fundamental, eternal truths kind of things. This isn't about the national anthem. This isn't about an NBC News. This is a fundamental, elemental, eternal, God-given right that government can't mess with the press at all. And I say that strongly now because there's going to come a time, and it could be sooner rather than later, where this guy isn't your president. And there's another guy who maybe is a bigger bully, but he's on the other side. And he decides that talk radio needs to be shut down. He decides that, you know what, we need to license all of these people on the internet. You can't just have people creating their own blogs and calling themselves news people. You can't do that. And if you don't think that's coming, you're a fool. Because you were with me when I told the left, don't do this. Because there's going to come a time when your guy is not in office and you don't want the next guy to have so much power. You knew that was true. But now we're all acting like this will last forever. It won't. And until we respect the rights of all men, until we respect the rights that are guaranteed in our Constitution, that are spelled out in the Constitution, we are headed for more trouble, and we will lose this nation. I don't know how you sleep at night.
Glenn Beck.
Just talking about all these things that everybody was... For instance, we're going to get into next hour. There's a story today from the New York Times that now CEOs and people are starting to not have dinners alone with women colleagues. They don't ever want to be left alone with women colleagues, et cetera, et cetera. And how smart that is. Oh, really? Because you guys were just making fun of Mike Pence for saying that.
He did it because of morals, though. These weird morals, Christian morals, I guess they're called, yeah. That he has.
Yeah, I don't, that's weird.
That's weird. But they're doing it because it's a good business decision, so it's okay.
That's crazy. I don't know how people are sleeping at night. How are people navigating? I feel sorry for them. I really do. Life is so hard. It is so hard as it is. Why would you make it more complex with... having to switch sides back and forth. How? I guess maybe they think it makes it easier. It doesn't. In the end, trust me, you end up like an alcoholic. Trust me.
You speak as if you have some experience.
I do. I have a little experience with alcohol. And you pile up so many things that are diametrically opposed to themselves where you just can't function anymore.
It's one of those things, too. I can understand it. It's just looking at the news every day. I kind of want to... There's a part of me that just wants to be the Miami Dolphins coach, just like before a meeting, snorting cocaine and coming in. You know, that's kind of... There's at least 10% of me that wants to be that guy. And is that 10% right now? You don't know, because you weren't in the meeting before this meeting.
Wait, hold it just a second.
But, you know, I can understand wanting to escape on this. It's hard. It's like
I'm an alcoholic... I can't go there with you. I think I could have, but because I've seen what actually happens at the end.
No, it's terrible. I'm not saying it's a good decision.
No. I don't mean about the cocaine thing. I mean about just escaping by just doing it. Just whatever. Just take that side, take this side. Doesn't matter.
I think a lot of people do that. Look, it's not cocaine. I'm obviously joking, but there's, I think, a part of that that goes along with whatever argument's coming on today. It's different than your principal last week. Right. Who cares? It's easier today. I'm escaping from that thing because I don't want to think about what
NBC.
I said earlier.
Look at NBC. And it's all going to come down. Look at NBC. They're trying to be all high and mighty and say, we have to report the news. Yet they passed on the Weinstein story.
Glenn,
how do you live
back
with yourself?
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, yesterday we were talking about basic rules of civility. And then today, Sam B came out with something for the Harvey Weinstein saga just to, you know, let movie executives and TV executives know, you know, just some basic rules. And one is don't touch yourself in front of people.
And that's a hard, fast rule?
That's a hard, fast rule. Don't touch yourself. It's difficult to do or not at all difficult to do. Mm-hmm. But don't touch yourself in front of people.
And I think she even pointed out that there's a pretty high standard to that. Even if they say it's okay, still don't do it.
Don't do it. Yes.
Which is a pretty good.
Good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She also suggested that you don't send pictures of your body parts. She said, because no matter what you think, that's an ugly part of your body and nobody wants to see it.
Yeah, that whole process is actually pretty hideous when you think about it. And I think it's one of those things that I think we shouldn't think about it, because at some point we're all just going to stop and this race is going to die.
But can I tell you something? Think of how crazy. That's your rule of thumb that has to be said. Don't masturbate into a plant in a restaurant.
Oh, I didn't. Really? It's bad for the person with you and bad for the plant.
I mean, that's crazy. I was looking up these rules for gentlemen. This was yesterday, because we just got to go find some basic principles for ourselves again. I don't know if I do any of these. And these are pretty basic. These are old principles, okay? The height of incivility is paying more attention to your watch, your pipe, or your notebook than the person you're having a conversation with. And even if you're bored and tired, make no sign of it.
Insert phone in there,
yeah.
And we've completely abandoned that rule.
Gone. You could be fascinated by what somebody is saying, but you're still scrolling. You're not looking at them.
It's true. It's a terrible development
horrible,
in our society.
Horrible. Okay, so fail on that one. Never interrupt a speaker. Sometimes even a demand for a specification may sound impolite. It's even worse if you terminate someone else's sentences before they do so, or hasten a person to finish speech using another method. Don't cut another person's speech short, even if you already know the story that is being told.
We've come so far on that one. When someone actually interrupts you with a clarification, you're like, oh, wow, they're actually listening. You're like, oh, wow, that's incredible. The other thing, too, is the worst thing that humans do to each other. Is starting, you're in the middle of telling a story a specific way that you're revealing a specific piece of information at some given time because you're actually trying to communicate something. And then they just jump in and finish it and interrupt you and say, oh, you mean when they did this? It's like, what does that get you? You've guessed the ending? If you get it right, most of the time you're not.
This is the thing that is stereotypical that spouses do.
Oh, well, my wife does do it.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
And that's a stereotypical thing where you see these people who have been together forever and they're like, no, let me just tell the story. Can I just tell? No. You tell it your way. I'm going to tell it my way.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like there's a moment of excitement in people where they're like, oh, I think I might be able to guess the ending of this story right now, 3 seconds before I'm going to hear it. Let me interrupt and say it. What good does that do you? There's obviously a reason.
You're very passionate about this. Who in your life?
Oh, it's absolutely Lisa. But I mean, everybody does it. My wife, Lisa. But I really did start this with, it's the worst thing human beings do to one another.
And I'm not sure
there's
that's
only a couple
true.
Of exceptions to that.
Right, right.
I'm only slightly
sure.
exaggerating.
Ovens might
right,
be
right, like
worse.
Rwanda.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
But there's a couple.
Sure, all right. Don't try to prove your point by raising your tone of voice, insolent behavior, or put downs. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you mentioned this earlier. You were on Twitter and you're like, can we just be older than 6 years old? Not on Twitter, we can't. No.
Not on Facebook and not in real life. Not in real life.
That's all it is, you know, it's a. I mean, I'm a fan of sarcasm. I'm a fan of snark. I like it. It's just such a. The supply has is increased so far.
Because
it's beyond
it's
the demand.
Lowest. It is. Look. Sarcasm is tough to understand, is tough to do right. Parody is really, really difficult. And without it not just being just snark put downs.
Yeah. And,
there's no skill to it anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. It's like, you know, I love sarcasm. I'm a huge fan of it. It's basically my you know, natural language. But there's a part of it where, like, you know, people made cheesesteaks in Philly. And now you go to Idaho and they're like, Philly cheesesteak. And it's like, it's just so, it's not a Philly cheesesteak. And that's where we are with, I would say, wit in general. Where it's like everyone thinks they're good at it.
Everybody thinks they're good at parody. Everybody thinks that they're really, really good at. Everybody thinks now they could make A Mighty Wind or... you know,
it's hard to
those
do.
Mockumentaries. Everybody just thinks they're hysterical. And really, you're not.
Many of them
are
not.
You're really not.
I mean, you look at, like, what's the budget of Saturday Night Live trying to do four parodies a year because they have, like, two episodes?
And they suck.
And most of them are terrible.
Right. Never, unless you're asked to, talk about your own business and profession. Devote little less attention to yourself.
Another gentleman's tip to not talk about your business.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate talking about my business. I'm sure you're this is the same way with you, in that people, when they meet you or they're talking to them at some gathering, like they assume you want to talk about politics or you want to talk about, you know,
yeah, I don't usually some news story.
And most of the time, I'd rather, you know, jump off the building.
Yes.
So, you know, I think that's that. But that's usually what they
want
to
talk
ask
something
about.
Deeper. I mean, I either if I'm gonna waste time, I go watch a movie or something. Waste time. Oh, great time waster. Salvation. It's on Amazon now. Have you ever heard of it?
I hope you weren't just saying the religious concept. I thought that was a weird thing to say from Glenn.
No. Salvation. It's a TV show called Salvation. Oh, okay. I think it's on Amazon. Really good. Really, really good. And it's kind of like an Elon Musk guy. And there's a comet coming for the Earth. And it's all kinds of espionage with the Russians and NASA. And it's really good. Anyway. Good time waster. An intelligent, educated gentleman is usually discreet. Even if he feels superior to other people in the company, he would never attempt to show his supremacy. He would not try to discuss topics that other people are incompetent to converse on. Everything said by a gentleman is always marked by courtliness and respect for other people's feelings and opinions. Who lives that?
That's very rare.
I'm not even sure the Pope lives that now.
What year was this again?
Doesn't say.
Generations ago.
The first one involved a pipe.
Okay. So, well, they still exist.
That's a crack pipe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's no less important to be a profound listener than to be a good speaker. Ability to listen is proper to a man from a good society. The skill makes a person an agreeable conversation partner. I don't think we even listen to each other anymore.
What?
I said I don't think we even listen to each other anymore.
Sorry.
7, never listen to a conversation that is not supposed to be heard. If you are too close to a location where conversation is taking place, serve the decencies and change your position.
That's interesting. So don't eavesdrop, essentially. Yeah, it's, I guess, I don't know. We should tell the government that. Isn't that the Fourth Amendment?
Yes, it is.
It's the Fourth Amendment in a gentleman's
tip. It is. To the extent possible, contrive to be brief and to the point. Avoid long digressions and irrelevant comments. By submitting flattery, you submit to stupidity and self-conceit.
Wait, by
submitting flattery, you submit to stupidity and self-conceit. If you are sure that your opponent is completely wrong, hold a peaceful discussion and deliver your opinion without getting personal. Hello.
I mean, that one is dead.
Gone.
I mean, dead. I mean, obviously, social media is the ultimate example of that. But
if you are sure that your opponent is completely wrong, if you're sure they're completely wrong,
call them a Nazi.
Hold
right?
a peaceful discussion and deliver your opinion without getting personal. Seeing your opponent rigid in his beliefs should be a signal for you to change the subject neatly. This would allow your opponent to save face while you will avoid getting angry and frustrated.
It's an interesting perspective because essentially you're looking to shield your opponent from harm.
Yes.
Right? Like, you can win. I can destroy you right now.
But I'm not going
but
to.
But I should remove myself to not take the victory. I mean, obviously there are places where that's not right to do.
I think conservatives generally have done this more than liberals do. Because you're usually in a situation to where you're the odd man out. And
yeah.
So you just don't want to fight with everybody and you just kind of, you know what I mean? But if you are in the area of the country where you have the upper hand, you quickly become the other person.
Because I think that's a tough one because yes, at a party, it's going to be a more enjoyable party if you do things like that. You remove yourself from those debates. But I mean, I think there'd be a lot of people listening who would say, and I tend to agree with a lot of it, that if you don't fight for this stuff, it's just, you're going to lose it. That's how these lines get rolled back constantly, because you're sitting there not fighting and the other side is fighting all the time.
Well, it's just, but that's not, this is a conversation. That's not a, we're not talking about a place to where it matters. This is just a conversation with somebody, right?
Yeah, I guess the argument would be it does matter, right? In a cultural...
At a bar?
Yeah, exactly. I think, but I mean, I don't know, go back to the founding. See if there's any arguments won in bars, right? I mean, I think that's where those things happen.
Well, you still could have a peaceful discussion, deliver your opinion without getting personal.
You could still do that. You could still certainly do that.
Without being a jerk. Mm-hmm. It's always good to have strong political beliefs. Now, this is rule number 11. It's always good to have strong political beliefs. However, don't show them off whenever possible. Under no circumstances should you force other people to agree with you. Listen courteously to those with opinions that you don't agree with and keep your temper. Let your opponent believe that you are a bad politician, but do not give him a reason to question the fact that you are a gentleman.
Wow.
I mean,
we're not even remotely close
close to that.
Our focus now is like a Mike Tyson approach to these things. It's like you try to go for these one-punch knockouts all the time, and there's not that dance, right? Like a lot of times you learn... And your foundations become stronger and more reinforced if you sit there and listen to what they're trying to go for. What are they trying to do? And you internalize that. And many times it's going to harden you even more on what you believe, but it's also going to make you much more effective communicating it.
Yeah, it always, you cut somebody off and you call them names, it ends it. Usually stupid people hang themselves.
Yeah.
Just by asking them questions and not honest questions. They usually hang themselves, and then you can usually come in and go, it doesn't really work, does it? I mean, have you thought about it this way? But nobody listens because we're just calling each other names. You know, you're a communist, you're a Nazi. And then we move on, and what? We build camps for the communists or for the Nazis. Boy Scouts are now starting to admit girls. Oh, okay. All right. Sure. Okay. Makes sense to me. Why not? We'll get into that. Also, a couple of stories on firefighters. One in California I'm going to share next hour. And there's another one in Detroit that is, this guy is under fire for no reason, it seems.
Well, he engaged in unsatisfactory work behavior, which was deemed offensive and racially insensitive to members of the Detroit Fire Department.
Yeah.
After a thorough investigation, it was determined that the best course of action was to terminate the employment.
Yeah. What did he do? What did he do?
He brought a watermelon. He brought a watermelon to the station. At Engine 55, he brought a watermelon there with a bunch of black employees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, now he's fired. Thank God they cured
this. You know who's upset about this?
Yeah, him, because he got fired.
Well, that and his black fireman co-workers that said that's not what, it wasn't a joke. He wasn't bringing it in. He was bringing it so we could eat. We could all eat. And he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, they said, just want to let everyone know he's a real amazing dude and it was all good intentions. And our entire class is supporting him in this, especially us African Americans. And that's all that needs to be said.
This is crazy.
He brought food.
That's a witch hunt.
A
complete
insanity.
Witch hunt.
It's not a racial statement. It's a fruit.
Glenn Beck.